The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We want to talk about, what do we call it? Coolest job ever?
Yeah.
Sure.
Most wicked job ever?
Not that one.
Okay.
We're not in like Boston.
All right. There was a list of like greatest jobs in the history of the planet Earth. I think we have one.
Yeah.
This is, I mean, we meet rock stars. We do. I do want to say, I want to, like, the other day we were talking about something and we said something about being here 4 hours a day, and people write in texts a lot and they're like, if you honestly believe we get here like at 3 o'clock and we are out of here at 7 o'clock, you're like crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We really get here at like one and we leave like 2:30. No, we're here. And we start doing
still, think about it. You wake up in the morning and you're like, there's an email or there's a meeting or there's something to think about.
Right.
So we're kind of working on
prepping, prepare, all that. Yeah.
But prepping is like we're watching TikTok videos so we know what you watched.
But it is still part of the job.
Yeah.
I have to post on social media a lot. So does Aaron. It's part of the job.
I mean, we all do.
Yeah. We'll go
Nobody
with that.
Nobody genuinely believes that I mean, I send you guys pictures.
Every once in a while.
Okay.
Right. We have a really good job.
Yeah. We do.
Yeah.
But can you beat it? Like, what's a better job?
Ooh.
One that's similar to us that I actually do watch a lot of TikTok videos for. There's kind of two of them, but it's in the same realm. Voice acting and Foley artists. So dope.
Foley artist is something I've always wanted to
do. What is a Foley? Yeah.
They're the sound effects.
How do you all just like know the word for that?
Because once you've started to watch the videos, like they have this big piece of metal that they go like, and it goes like, it's
and
what makes the thunder
watching
sound.
The show.
Yes, and they're doing it while it's happening. They're like,
and they're like wearing specific shoes and stepping in sand and matching the like character
that's
walking.
Cool.
And when
like,
somebody breaks a leg, they have celery and they're like,
yeah. Oh, it's so cool.
I was actually trained in the art of Foley. Yeah.
Were you really?
I had a class on it for sure.
Did you really?
Yeah, it was part of my theater minor. And we had to like put on a radio production where we did all the sound effects and we did all that stuff.
Wow. Yeah. That is so cool.
Erica.
The girls at the time didn't think so.
I could see that.
Erica sort of does that for the show.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
I never knew. You're kind of a Foley.
I'll update my resume.
All right. There's one on this list that got us talking about this. The nail polish namer.
I am so jealous of that. And I know a girl whose brother makes the nail polishes, but he does the science. He's like in the chemistry of the nail polish creation.
Oh, way too
hard. But it's like he's working at the factory where then they're like, well, what's it going to be called?
And then somebody's got to say something like, can you name a nail polish name?
Mod About You.
Oh my God. That's so.
I think it's what's on my toes as we speak.
Mod About You.
Mm-hmm.
There's like Kate Middleton only wears like ballet something.
Ballet bubble bath?
Maybe.
Or ballet slippers?
I think it's ballet slippers.
There's one called Princess's Rule. I've had that before.
Now that you just said Mod About You, I cannot say any of the names, but I had a buddy. He's still in radio and we all know him adjacently. His job was to watch adult movies and come up with the funny name.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Wow. Really?
Like, that's a name that's like adjacent to a name already.
It's interesting.
Yes.
They don't have that planned out ahead
of time.
No,
they're just they just shoot a bunch of like, you go over there with them and do this or whatever. And it's like, let's tie it all together with.
That's very adjacent to nail polishes.
Yes.
They certainly make the color and then they're like, cherry, boom.
Yeah. This one, Teal, the cows come home. Teal.
Yeah.
Till the cows come home.
Yeah. For what?
They're not all great.
Yeah.
Here's what we want to do, though. If you have had one of these jobs or you know, like we want to hear, make us jealous, even though we have really cool jobs. What is the coolest job you've ever had or ever heard of? 303-222-5423. You can call or text.
You could be a brick master. In fact,
that is one of those jobs.
You're right.
I don't know if it's cool. Son ending up as a brick master.
Hopefully, yeah. I've seen there's like a guy on TikTok who works at Lego.
Yeah.
And he like knows all the names of the pieces and he shoots like behind the scenes stuff and it's really cool.
Is his name Jamie?
I don't know.
I'm wondering if he's on Lego Masters.
So there's like a Lego display at the zoo. Is that what they would do? They would go to like specific locations, build it, and then leave?
Yes.
They don't just
but they also create the set. So they go, here's what we want to do. Now let's figure out how to make that.
We want to do a Minecraft set. And then they're like, this is what I need. And they like,
yeah. Even when my son and I went to the Lego store and we got the Nike Dunk when they released like the big set, and we were talking to the employee there, and he was like, I got to help build some of it. It's really fun. And so that's part of their job, just at the local store.
Building.
Like for the display. It just comes in and they go, hey, you got to build this today.
That's such a cool job. Awesome.
Oh, that is cool. Yeah.
We paid them to get to do it. They got paid.
Because if you've ever spent any time at Children's Hospital Colorado, one of the things there is there is a life-size, the hospital itself. There is a replica of the hospital.
Oh, wow.
Out of Lego. And I've talked to the employees there and like, Lego just flies a guy in and then they ship just all these brown bricks, gray bricks. And then he goes outside and looks at the hospital and goes, got it. Goes inside, puts it together. Oh. And then now they've built a new wing and it's like, fly the guy out. He has to do the next, and it's just like, and there's a helicopter on top.
Wow.
That is the coolest job. The other one I want, I had a friend who did it. It's Secret Shopper.
Yeah.
Like places will pay you to go in and just shop and you get to buy the stuff.
Okay.
But you go into places and just judge their customer service.
Oh, and like, are the displays dirty? Are the, okay.
Yep.
Ooh, that'd be nice.
But you're just shopping I love to shop. I know
when
that
you
doesn't
get tired of it though.
No, because you get to keep the stuff.
You not only get to shop, you get to judge.
Yes.
You're in.
Sign me
shopping,
up.
Shopping, judging. Like you can be rude, you can be fumbly, and you could set up scenarios. Like I would come in with a cane one day. Like I would do different
things.
And they're
things. Like, what's going on with that young man with a cane?
No, I mean you put on a costume.
Okay.
Wouldn't you do
so
that?
So you want to be an actor.
No, but you don't get to shop.
Oh my gosh.
All right. If you've got a cool job or you just want to make us jealous, we want to hear what it is. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're talking about people who have jobs that are really, really cool.
Mm-hmm.
And we are among that tiny little subset, but we want to feel bad about our job. We want to get cooler jobs.
Yeah.
Mary?
Yay.
Well, what's the coolest job ever?
I used to work for Mars, Wrigley. They also own Pedigree, Caesars, Temptations.
Wait, Mars like the candy bars?
Yes, Mars, Wrigley.
And gum.
Did you get to take the candy bars home?
Oh, yes, all the time. I always had candy.
Were there ever products that were never released that you got to try?
Ooh.
No, not really. Hmm. But I lived up in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, which is where the oldest living heir lives, John Mars and his wife, Adrian, and their daughter, Linda. So I would manage the territory
very cool.
When it's like working for Willy Wonka, dude.
Yeah.
That's
exactly. Yeah.
Man.
And also the pet side. Like in January, the last Friday of every January, they have a dog sled race. This year it's 31 years. It's called the Pedigree Dog Sled Race. It's fabulous. Huh.
Very cool.
All right, that is a cool job. Yeah. We're jealous. Thank you. John.
Yay.
What's the greatest job ever?
So I live in Denver, but I'm a real estate developer in the Caribbean, and I build overwater bungalow resorts.
Oh my God!
How often do you go?
So I go to Belize about 2 weeks out of the month. I'm in Denver 2 weeks out of the month.
I hate him so much.
No, we can't hate him.
Oh my God, we love you, John. How big is your carry-on? Do you think maybe...
do you need people to like test out
the
development?
Yeah, you do. Don't you think? Don't you think you need that?
I'll tell you what, the current resort that we're building is going to open Christmas of 2026, and I'm going to invite you guys to come for the grand opening.
Can I just tell you this? I want to go to Italy so bad, and that's like on my bucket list, but number two is an overwater bungalow.
Yeah.
Like it's in the Maldives, in the like Fiji has them.
Belize?
Oh my God. Yeah.
Yeah, that's where my mom and my stepdad got engaged.
Dude, Belize is like a place to dive. Awesome. Like you can come out of your hotel room and just go.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh my God, John, please.
We love you.
Please, will you call us when the resort opens?
I promise I will call and it will be an unbelievable experience we'll have together.
Dude, I love you. Oh my God,
I'm quitting.
I'm probably quitting my job right now.
No, don't quit.
Thank you, John. Are you kidding me?
No, that's cool.
Yeah, it's...
But you know what he's not saying?
Hmm.
It is still construction, though. So it's also probably not easy.
If he has a family, he's away from his family 2 weeks out of every. Yeah. That's awful.
But he's in an overwater bungalow.
Yeah.
Because he's probably in the one that's built, and he's like yelling to the guys, hey, finish that one.
Right. And then his kid's FaceTiming him. And
why do you make everything sad?
No, I would miss my family.
Not in an overwater bungalow, you would not. I don't think. Right, Hack?
Yeah, down.
Yeah. No. Courtney?
Yay.
Coolest job ever. What is it?
I am currently a real estate photographer. So what is it?
You just take pictures of grass? Oh, the houses. Oh.
Yes.
Like
yes.
Ding dong.
So everything you see on
Yeah. Sorry.
Everything you see on Zillow with 3D tours and drones and whatnot, I take pictures of properties all over Denver and even out of state.
That's cool. That's Do you get to like go through their closets?
There's some on Zillow where it's like, why did this? They didn't like show the, like, it's terrible. And I would love to
I'm
do
guessing
that.
It's not Courtney doing those.
No.
Yeah. No, it's like weird houses. You mean like Zillow Gone Wild?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I watch a lot of HGTV.
I have some stories. But at the same time, I get to do like penthouses and ski towns. And it's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Cool. Oh, wow. I think the pictures can make or break a list.
For sure.
If you don't get it right.
Do you do really famous people's houses, though? Like, have you done some of the stuff in Cherry Hills and stuff?
Yes.
There's famous people in Cherry Hills?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's where all the...
Ooh.
I've done properties that were, like, on Love Was Blind and stuff like that. So...
Okay. No, oh, look who's all of a sudden interested.
Well, because the season's coming out very soon. Thank you.
Courtney, we're going to need to talk to you more often as well. Thank you for the call. Chris?
Yay.
What's the coolest job ever?
I was a youth leader on a cruise ship.
Oh.
So I had to
ask the question, was that fun?
I was a counselor for the 3 to 5 year olds. So parents would drop them off and we would basically entertain them while their parents were doing whatever on the cruise ship. So
you lost me.
Oh, the 3 to 5 got me bad.
No. Yeah, no, I agree. Yeah. If it were teenagers, I couldn't. 3 to 5, I'm in.
Well,
3 to 5?
At nighttime, we have to do the teenagers. So. But during the day, I had the 3 to 5 year olds, and we'd go on treasure hunts where I'd paint mustaches and beards on them, and we'd make balloon swords, and we'd travel the ship looking for treasure.
Do you accept 30-year-olds?
No. Thank you, Chris. I get it, but like they're potty trained by 3, right? So as long as you're not cleaning up poop. What a great transition into Antonio. Antonio.
Yay.
Coolest job ever.
So I obviously work 2 jobs. I work for Amazon, but my best job, my favorite job in the world is I work for a company called N&D Sports.
Okay.
And so I work different events throughout the whole country. My husband and I both do this. And this will be our 8th year working the Albuquerque International Balloon Fiesta, which I don't know if you know.
What?
About over 500 balloons go up into the air. And last year I made friends with pilots and I got to go up in the balloon last year. It was amazing. I love that job. We love doing that. We'll probably never quit doing that job. But we also do the Rose Bowl Pasadena, series, the Super Bowl. We were in Philadelphia working the Eagles. It was amazing.
We want to go to the balloon thing. Can you sneak us in?
Hey, I will give you guys tickets. We have an abundance of tickets. If you guys want to go, let me know. I will give you guys tickets.
I have like 10 puzzles of that. Like, I build puzzles.
Really?
Yes, all my puzzles. I have like Kodak puzzles of that.
Take it off the puzzle.
Yes.
Yep. The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.